This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
This episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. If you're anything like us, you don't just book trips, you run the numbers first. Is this flight actually a deal? Is that premium card pulling its weight? Should I use points here or save them for something better? Well, that's exactly what Smart Travel dives into. They break down which travel cards actually earn their keep and which ones just look impressive in your wallet. They'll walk you through the quick math for knowing when to pay with points versus cash, and they explain how to get real value from your rewards instead of settling for that tiny reward button at checkout. It's thoughtful, research-backed travel finance delivered in a way that feels approachable and actually useful the next time you're about to hit purchase. Travel smarter and spend less with help from NerdWallet. Follow Smart Travel wherever you get your podcasts. What's up, everybody? DeAndre Koch here for another weekly edition of The Quick Hits, our up-to-date news in the world of points and miles and travel and all the news that has come through the points and miles world as of this recording. And a couple housekeeping things before I get into the news elements. First reminder that we do have our podcast library now that is on our website, boldlygo.world/podcast. That is where at the bottom of that page, you can type a search and you can find basically any episode that we've done. If you want to talk about the Maldives, Etihad the Residence, Q Suites, how to maximize your PTO. If you have a set amount of PTO, how to do points and miles with that. I know that was a request that we had in our WhatsApp chat this week. A lot of different things you can actually find there. And then if you are a beginner, and you're like, hey, I just want to focus on the episodes that are great for beginners so I can learn. You can also literally hit the button that says beginner and it will filter to just the episodes we've selected that are great for beginners. So something to keep in mind there, as well as no matter where you're listening to this or if you do watch our episodes on YouTube as well, would love it if you would give it a like, a thumbs up. Make sure to subscribe if you haven't already and would always love a 5-star rating and review. Now, I am fresh back from Toronto for the Points Travel Festival Toronto, and it was fantastic. If you've been in Points and Miles for a while, you've probably heard of Chicago Seminars. That's probably one of the more OG conferences in the Points and Miles game. They branched off and created this Toronto arm, but they are still going to be doing their Chicago Seminars, but it's been renamed to the Points Travel Festival Chicago. So I'll be speaking at Chicago, which I'm super excited about, but I haven't actually been to any of these conferences, so I wanted to see what it was going to be like in Toronto, and I know that this was actually catered more towards Canadians. I am so glad that I went because it was a fantastic conference. I would say it was probably about 40% towards Canadians, but there was a good amount of like 60% that was just great general information and knowledge. And even some of the things that were catered towards Canadians, I learned a lot about, like a deep dive on Aeroplan, since all of us can use and transfer our points to Aeroplan. And so Molly, who actually did that talk on deep diving Aeroplan and elite status, I'm working to get him on the show, met with a lot of really great people there. Greg and Nick from the Frequent Miler team were fantastic to talk to. Ian, the founder of Seats.Aero, just super excited of the people I was able to meet. And I'm super excited to have them on the show as well. Met a woman named Maria who's all over how to get families to Asia and travel. Like, that is her specific niche. And so again, really exciting things that's going to be coming down the pipeline in the show in future weeks and months for all of you all. Now, if you're interested in attending this festival for next year, this conference for next year, we already have the dates available for that. And we're going to have a link to that in the show notes. It's going to be Friday, April 16th to Saturday, April 17th of 2027. It is going to be in Toronto again. It is going to be near the airport. I mean, basically the hotel we were at was right outside the airport, which is great. There was an airport shuttle and everything like that. So we don't know exactly what hotel yet. So the dates are set and would love to see you there. I already have my tickets for next year. That's how much I loved it. I went ahead and secured them. So I'm super excited. Hopefully I get to see you there. And again, we'll have the link for that in the show notes as well. All right, if you have an Amex Business Platinum, you need to listen to this because Raj in our WhatsApp group told us this past Monday, And this is such a high IQ points and miles move. I had to put it in the show because this was just astounding. So he says, here's an interesting data point. I was contacted by a manager in business development, global commercial sales from Amex. I asked him if I can sign up for 2 additional Amex Business Platinums with a 300,000 point bonus. He got back to me and got it approved under my name as a sole proprietor. So if you have an Amex Business Platinum, I know I've gotten these calls. You likely will get a phone call from someone at Amex every once in a while just asking, hey, how can we be of service? How can we help? Just appreciate you doing business with us. Appreciate you having the Amex Business Platinum. I don't know how often they call. I can't remember because I usually, if I do answer the phone, I usually say, hey, thanks. I love Amex. I'm good. I don't think of ever doing anything different. And oftentimes if I see them calling, I know that's them calling and I don't really have anything to talk to them about. Well, Raj, with his amazing wisdom, said, hey, can I get more credit cards? And they said yes. And they basically fast-tracked him to having 2 more Amex Business Platinums with 300,000 point sign-up bonuses, the max that you can possibly get right now. And of course, everyone was like, can we get the number for this person to get referrals for them? But he said that he has gotten these contacts in the past from other people assigned to his account, but never thought to ask for new sign-up bonuses. He says, I suggest calling and asking who your account manager is and see if they can contact you. So someone asked a great question, said, hey, when was your last Amex Business Platinum approval? And he said his last approval was about 6 weeks ago for his second card in 8 months, which is what makes this so amazing. So they can see he already has 2 other Amex Business Platinums, and they just are giving him 2 more Amex Business Platinums. So the manager actually sent the applications to his emails to sign up for 2 more with the 300K sub, and he has a certain amount of time to do it, but he said he doesn't plan to actually fill those out because he's trying to work on the spend for his last Amex Business Platinum. So again, if you have a Business Platinum card by Amex, high level IQ move. If you have an account manager, you ever gotten these phone calls, it might not hurt to answer those calls and see what can they do for you if you're looking for a card with a great sign-up bonus or an Amex case, a welcome offer? That could be absolutely huge. And last thing before I get into all the news, just a reminder that we do have a link in our show notes for contributor blog posts. So if you've had a recent incredible stay at a property on a long-haul business class flight that you want to review, we would love to feature it on our site. We've had some incredible stories shared already and would love to feature yours as well. The form, it's just a Google form you fill out, you know, upload the pictures that you have with it as well. And we will go ahead and get that loaded onto the site and we'll feature it, give you a shout out and the recognition as well for it. So we'd love any contributions you'd love to make and highlight the stories and the stays and the incredible places that you guys have been yourself. So let's get into some of the news here. So if you're in the Founders Club with PointsPath, which are for the people that originally opted in when it first came out, but also they've had opportunities I mentioned on the show before to get into the Founders Club, they've announced something that they've rolled out just to the Founders Club, which will mean it's likely coming to more people in the future. And that is 2 features that actually expand beyond Google Flights for the first time. First, it now automatically calculates the real value of Chase Points Boost redemptions inside the Chase Travel Portal. So instead of guessing what actual value you're getting for your points, whether it's 1.1 or 2 cents per point, you'll actually see the value instantly. And they've added a hotel price comparison tool that works directly on sites like Expedia and Booking.com, showing you if the same room is cheaper elsewhere, or even if it's better direct with the hotel. Both of these features are optional. You have to opt in through your PointsPath login, but I think it's a great upgrade and something that if you are not part of the Founders Club, but you do pay for PointsPath, you're going to be getting here likely in the near future. And speaking of PointsPath, if you're not familiar with it, it is a Google Chrome extension. Actually, I think it works with other browsers now as well, but it's an extension for your browser that integrates directly with Google Flights. So when you go on Google Flights and you search for trips, specifically really good for domestic travel, it will tell you what the points options are for the same flights you're looking for. I love this tool fantastically, if that's a word, specifically for when it comes to positioning flights or for flights that I'm probably planning on paying for with cash already. A great example is during this conference, I went back to my room after lunch to just relax for a little bit, and I wanted to look at prices for our positioning flight for going from where I live, which is Norfolk, to JFK, in June or July when we're going to Brussels because we're going to Tomorrowland, which I'm super excited for. Well, it's for two tickets in economy, and it's only an hour and a half flight, it was looking at $550. Well, PointsPath pulled up some options, but one of the options that it was like, hey, this is a great deal, was 11,000 Air France miles and $34. Not for one ticket, but for two tickets total. So basically, 5,500 Air France miles and $17 per person in taxes and fees for a one-way economy ticket basically booked through or flying on Delta Airlines. So I saw that, couldn't beat that deal. I mean, that's an incredible deal, almost like 5 cents per point, I believe it was. And so went ahead and transferred my points from American Express to Air France to book this Delta flight basically from Virginia to New York. This is the power of PointsPath, which has a great free edition. The downside with the free edition is you can only look up to 90 days, and there's a lot of other things like points tracking and other things that it can't do. But PointsPath, I think, is a great tool because it integrates with Google Flights. On to more news. American Airlines is celebrating its 100th anniversary with a pretty straightforward giveaway. They're offering 100,000 AAdvantage miles to 100 winners through their Centennial Sweepstakes. No purchase is required, and you can enter once per day. If you do happen, though, to book a flight during the promo, you can actually boost your odds with 100 extra entries per booking, up to 4 bookings total. So you can basically get up to 400 entries, essentially, if you're not doing this every single day, just trying to get one entry per day. Now, realistically, I think the odds are going to be extremely low given how many people are going to enter, but it takes just a few seconds, and it's just one of those things that you might as well just try to do because why not? So to make it easy for you guys, I'm putting a link in the show notes to this basically anniversary giveaway that you can take advantage of. Feel free. Couple card news, things to keep in mind. The IHG Business Premier card has its best ever 200,000 point IHG point welcome offer that has officially announced that it's ending April 30th at 9 a.m., which should align with the World of Hyatt Business and the Chase Freedom Unlimited elevated offers currently. Citi Thank You Points right now has a 25% transfer bonus to leading hotels of the world. That's running through May 16th, and that's actually going to put transfer ratios at 1,000 Citi Thank You Points equals 250 leading hotel points. Now, leading hotel redemptions are typically worth between 7 and 8.5 cents each. So that makes each thank you point redemption value between 1.75 and 2.12 cents per point. So even though it seems like you're not getting a ton of value for your points with the ratio not being that exciting, it is actually doing pretty well for you. And appreciate Miles Earn and Burn for putting together the math on all of that. Some other transfer bonuses happening right now. Capital One to Japan Airlines, that's a 30% transfer bonus that ends April 30th. Chase to Air Canada Aeroplan, 20% bonus, also ending April 30th. And then Chase to IHG, 70% bonus, that also ends April 30th as well. Now, that's probably, of all these, really not the best value realistically. But if you just need a little bit more IHG points, that can make sense in the right situation, especially with IHG's fourth night free benefit for co-branded cardholders. Doctor of Credit reported that Bilt is out with a targeted offer for cardholders. Spend $1,000 and earn 10,000 bonus points. Check your Bilt app in the wallet tab to see if you're eligible. I checked myself. I didn't see it, but people have reported that they've seen this. So hopefully one of you listeners have that, can grab it. And again, just by spending $1,000, you're basically earning 10x bonus points for that. Chase is offering its highest ever points boost redemption rate of 2.5 cents per point on select the Edit Hotel properties, according to Doctor of Credit. There's about 11 properties here listed that, again, you can basically, if you're going to book these properties through Chase Travel, these are all under the Edit, which is Chase's version of Fine Hotels and Resorts, but it requires you to book for two nights. But you're getting 2.5 cents per point, which is absolutely huge. Now, they did downgrade a bunch of other properties, so they're not getting as much value for Chase points as well. So that is something to note. But Doctor of Credit has this list out here. I'm not going to name all these hotels, but I will name where they are, because if you are having trips coming up in any of these places, this could be worth looking into on the Edit. So in Nice, France, Dominica, Osaka, Japan, South Caicos, Basque Country, Spain, Italian Dolomites, Amsterdam, Park City, Utah, Portland, Oregon, Santa Fe, New Mexico, and New York City, New York. That's for the Surrey Hotel. These could be all options there where you can get a lot more value for your points than you probably otherwise would have actually booking through the Chase Travel portal. And I think my last piece of news here is if you're planning a Las Vegas trip this summer, Hyatt is giving members 20% of their points back on award stays at participating Las Vegas properties. You do have to register by July 31st, and it's for stays completed or booked and completed between April 3rd and July 31st. Now, at quick scan, I couldn't see exactly the list of hotels covered, but when you go to register for this promotion, the picture shows the Palazzo and the Venetian hotels, which are basically the same thing, just right next to each other. And so I would imagine at least those are the ones. And as far as I know, those are pretty much the main Vegas properties that you can book with Hyatt points on the actual strip. And so again, if you are booking an award stay, 20% bonus points that you basically get back for there. I do think that's everything for this week. As always, I appreciate each and every one of you that take the time to listen to the show and watch our videos on YouTube, read our newsletter, and everything else. I do appreciate everyone that completed the early access survey for our meetup next February from the 5th through the 7th. The party planning committee is working hard to get some initial details rolled out for all of us within the next week or two. I know that with the Hyatt devaluation coming up, we know people are likely going to want to choose a Hyatt property to stay at. We haven't picked the exact area yet, but we want to make sure we can roll this information out fast so that people have the opportunity to book and hopefully points don't jump too much for them as well. And we also know more people are going to likely want to join and such over the next year, basically. So stay tuned for that. Do appreciate everyone that took a moment to fill those surveys out. We had a lot of great feedback on what people are looking for, what type of experience they're looking for. And most people just said, hey, I'm in and I just want to hang out and meet other people that love points and miles. And so I love that as well. We're throwing around a few different ideas of what to do as well. I think you're really, really going to like it. So I'm super excited for us to roll out what we're working on in store for all of you. So with that, we'll go ahead and wrap this one up. I hope each and every one of you has a fantastic weekend, fantastic week. And as always, we will catch you on the next episode. Take care.
The New York Times named the Frommer's Travel Podcast one of the 13 best for travel. Why did they like it? Well, they said, and I quote, "With charisma and candor, Pauline Frommer discusses the charms and ongoing transformations of places near and far, whether on the islands of Hawaii or on safari in Tanzania." Pretty nice, huh? We post new podcasts weekly, talking about travel from every angle. I hope you'll tune in.
Hey guys, Aaron Miller here from Armchair Explorer, and I just wanted to let you know that our new series is out now. We've got kite skiing across Antarctica, Aboriginal storytellers, and the craziest whitewater race in the world. We're going on a bucket list hike across Italy. We're going to the fjords of Norway in search of the Northern Lights and lots, lots more. Our goal is to take you on the trip of a lifetime every single week. You can find Armchair Explorer on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you're listening right now, and at VoiceScape.com.